In less than 3 hours, Barack Obama and John McCain will meet at Belmont University in Nashville for the second presidential debate of the election season, this one to be held in town hall meeting style. Although the Commission on Presidential Elections has not released the rules, various media reports say the questions asked will be culled from a group of 100 to 150 uncommitted likely voters in the audience, and another one-third to come via the internet. Moderator Tom Brokaw of NBC will select the questions to ask from written queries submitted prior to the debate. Also, according to the rules, an audience member is not allowed to switch questions and will not be allowed a follow-up. His or her microphone will be turned off after the question is read, and a camera shot will only be shown of the person asking, not reacting. The moderator may not ask follow-ups or make comments. Aubrey Jude is a professor of political science at the University of Central Florida. He says the format may favor John McCain, but isn't certain the take-the-gloves-off approach McCain has employed this weekend will work tonight.
That'll be a challenge for McCain to go on the offensive against Obama as much as he has in the last 24 to 48 hours. On the other hand, the good news for McCain is he has been very good in town hall formats. I've seen him live here at UCF about 2 years ago, and he just was fantastic. He's great when there's a small group, and he has sort of the personal touch with questions. So that'll be a plus. I don't know if he'll be able to be quite as negative as he would like to be against Obama in that kind of a format.
Last week, there was some criticism in the vice presidential debate of host moderator Gwen Ifill for not really following up with follow-up questions to the candidates. I'm learning that in terms of what's happening tonight, Tom Brokaw cannot really do that as well. Neither can the people in the audience who are asking questions. So again, is this kind of unfortunate for those of us watching? This is such an important event, but these politicians are so skilled at not answering the question, at least by the rules, they don't have to do that tonight.
Well, indeed, the politicians are pretty skillful at answering the questions the way they want to, and unless you have a trained interviewer that's pretty dogged, sometimes it is hard to pin them down. On the other hand, the positive side of it is that you have more regular people asking questions, and it will give the candidates a chance to emphasize the things they want to emphasize, and without much of a media filter or professional media filter. So in that sense, it's good. We'll learn a lot about the candidates by how they answer the questions and what they choose to focus on. So that's a positive.
I want to ask you about the debating skills of Barack Obama. We heard going into the first debate a couple weeks ago that he was not so great in debates, and people talked about the 20 or so debates the Democrats had during their primaries, although many people said he got better as it went along. Mm-hmm. Some people say that one of his biggest faults was too professorial, answering the question, taking too long to answer the question. He seemed to not do that on the debate a couple weeks ago, and it seemed to really have some success in getting to the point directly, as well as addressing Senator McCain, whereas McCain wouldn't look at him.
Yeah, I think that was the general analysis, is that Obama was not great at debates. I mean, he certainly was learned and he knows the issues, but he did sound an awful lot like a Harvard law professor in some of the early debates when there was a lot of Democratic candidates. But he has gotten better. He's learned to talk more like a politician, God forbid, meaning basically shorten your answer, get to the point, and drive home the main things that you want the audience to remember, and not sort of wander and meander around looking at both sides of the issue and sort of finally eventually getting to your point. That's great for a classroom, doesn't work so well in a debate. He has gotten better, and we did see some of that in the first presidential debate. And as far as the other issue, for McCain, you know, when they did the first debate, it was a strategy that basically he wasn't going to look at Obama and he wasn't really going to talk to Obama. Instead, he was trying to go directly to the public. We saw that again with Sarah Palin, that mostly she was looking right into the camera trying to talk to the public. So I suspect in a town hall forum like tonight, McCain will certainly have to talk to the audience member, because otherwise it would look rude, but he still will mainly try to get his message out, you know, across the airwaves of all the people that are watching. Obama certainly will try to do the same thing, but it will be interesting to see if he tries to directly address McCain, or more likely he probably will try to go after the public as well, assuming that he's got a big lead. And if Obama gets attacked by McCain, though, I suspect he won't let it stand. He'll counterattack for sure.